You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
With Fake Milk, that is from Ideal Home Noise. We've got Vera on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I am well. I had some spooky dreams, but ooh, I'm awake, so everything's okay.
It's always quite a disorienting thing to wake up and be like, I know that was a dream, but it felt very, very real in the moment.
Yeah, I'm still in that weird in-between state where I'm like, that's not a memory, Vera.
Hey Vera, it's so nice to chat with you. You're heading up this way tomorrow to celebrate Ideal Home Noise, playing a show at Whammy Bar, and what a wonderful album. Congratulations. How are you feeling having this out in the world?
Thank you. Yeah, really good. It's kind of curious to me what, because we sort of do the singles and the videos, so you sort of intentionally put attention to those songs, so it's interesting what songs people have kind of drawn to on their own accord.
Yeah.
After spending some time with the record, and I'm really excited to play live and see that as well, and see what people are boogie to and sing along to.
Yeah, totally. The songs that you have chosen as singles, this kind of like triptych of videos that you made with Annabelle Keane, are really, you know, wonderful, and I think they really set a kind of a core tone for what this album is. This is a really massive like mental health journey, essentially, that you've gone on with this record. How does it feel, I guess, reflecting on it from a place where you're more, I guess, dissecting it through creativity rather than perhaps living through the eye of the storm so much?
Yeah, it's really nice to be, quite frankly, it's really nice to be, you know, at least presently on the other side of that. And I think, yeah, it's sort of the same feeling of like if you're looking through your old diaries or something and you just, you're like, wow, did I really think that? Like, that's extreme, or that is, wow, you know, that was a moment. So, yeah, it's very nice to be kind of reflecting back, and then also just like making light of it and sort of having something to show for it.
Yeah.
Which I think sometimes those time periods you're just like, it's hard to see the lesson or hard to see why you went through it. And then also like being able to share that experience now with other people and having really kind of good chats about it and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah.
Really great.
Yeah, and I think there's no, you know, necessary reason that art needs to teach people anything. It doesn't, you know, there doesn't need to be an inherent purpose for sharing what you want to make. But I think with this album, there's something really special, and I found really moving listening to it, Vera, about the way you are very generously kind of shining a bit of a light through an experience that you've had that, you know, a lot of people will have, and kind of managing to take the listener on the journey of that album and that experience without it feeling trite or saccharine. It's just a very honest and earnest experience that you're portraying there, and I felt that was a very generous move for you to do as an artist.
That's so kind. I mean, honestly, that's the biggest compliment you can receive as an artist, that like someone finds your work to be coherent and not trite. That's great. Yeah, because I think obviously, like, during the process it's all a bit mad and you have no idea if it's going to work out, but I think I definitely took a lot of time to be really intentional with the story, like the, you know, the order and how things kind of flow into each other and stuff. So yeah, I'm definitely very excited.
There's a couple of things. I want to come back to the videos you made with Annabelle, because I think that really ties in what you're saying about this kind of core idea of using humor as a bit of a lens to reflect on this time as well. They're so blackly funny, those videos of this kind of vampire version of yourself that's feeding on the audience's energy to get their power back or something. There's something so kind of creepy and kind of hilarious about that. What was the process of making those videos with Annabelle like?
It was so fun. It was a very fun, sleep-deprived few days, and we just banged it out, yeah, over the series of, I think, like 3 days. It was just absolute chaos and madness, because each video was, you know, a different location, a different costumes, different ideas, and having to kind of, like, reset the brain. But, yeah, also just, like, I think, yeah, working with Annabelle, like, and Callum, like, they're just super relaxed, and so it wasn't a stressful experience. It was, like, chaotic.
Yeah.
But really just easy and, like, creatively a lot of fun. It kind of felt like being in high school again or something, like working with a whole group of different people and just kind of, like, having this real intense goal. It was fun.
That's so nice. That's what you want from an experience like that, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
I love as well that you've got your nephews and your nieces popping up throughout this record. They feel like a lovely sort of bright, hopeful point, particularly on some of your heavier tracks and the ones where you're really looking at the darkest bits that you were going through. I imagine that's what they were functioning for you at that time as well. Is that why you've popped them in there?
Yeah, it is. And, like, I think anyone who kind of has some kind of kids in their life will know what that feeling is, because I think kids are so wise and they just have this amazing approach to life where they're very present and generally quite joyful, and they need you, you know, they need you and they need, like, they're also just so prepared to tell you how much they love you at any given moment. And I think that's just always been such a shining guiding light for me. And you got it, you nailed it.
Totally. I wonder as well, it feels like quite a timestamp, obviously, a timestamp of a very hard time, but also, you know, the kind of arc of the way you've put this together feels like you did manage to have a wee bit of time on the other side of that experience to reflect on it. What was it like, I guess, now that there's always that gap between finishing a project and then releasing it and now getting to play it, what is it like, I guess, reflecting on that period now? Does it feel yet like this is quite a separate project, you're able to just play the songs and enjoy the experience of doing that, or what does it feel like to be kind of re-embodying this?
Yeah, I mean, weirdly, it all went down really quick. So I wrote most of this 2021, and then this time last year we were still, you know, tracking it in the studio, and some of the songs came at the very last minute as well. So they're actually all very fresh, but in terms of time. But I think mentally I feel like it, you know, it feels like a long time ago. But it's still fresh enough to kind of tap back into that space, and it sort of feel quite meaningful. But I will also say the live show is very fun. Like, it definitely, yeah. we kind of go on a journey. But I think as well, just having the full six-piece band and stuff, it's like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Totally. And it feels like you've got a really good crew around you. Obviously, Ben Lemmy was very instrumental for this record and your live band as well. What's it been like, I guess, being in the studio with Ben, but also now being back in the rehearsal and the performing space with your band?
I mean, recording with Ben was just amazing. I just kind of go around to his house and we'd work in his home studio and stuff, and we'd have, like, you know, we'd get the whiskey out, and if it was a good day, and beer if it was a bad day. but it was, it felt really good and easy because he, you know, a lot of it is actually just taken directly from the demos that I initially gave to him. So I felt like he kind of already was behind it and believed in the songs from the beginning. And then it was all about sort of like how to make me feel about the professionally recorded, you know, versions of it.
Yeah.
So he's just incredible as a producer, and I can ask for someone better. And then, yeah, of course, like live rehearsing, that's just fun. It's like, it's just such a good time.
Mm.
And yeah, it's all great. It's all great.
That's what we like to hear, Vera.
After listening to the album, you're like, thank God.
congratulations on this record. I've been listening to it nonstop. I think it's a really, really special album, and I'm super excited for the gig tomorrow. We have actually got a single pass to give away for anyone else who's fiending to head along. So if you'd like to go and see Vera play at Whammy tomorrow, text us now on 53955. We've been doing this gag, and I'm going to keep it going, but what is your ideal home noise? Text it in. I would like to know. Vera, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. We'll see you at Whammy Bar tomorrow. I've got Stick Around to See lined up here, which I think is a lovely, hopeful note that you end this record on. We will see you tomorrow in Tamaki.
You will stick around to see me tomorrow.
Hey. See you later.
Bye. I'm getting used to the sun again. How'd it come to take this long? I never knew the light for long. You found comfort in my palm. I couldn't feel it like you did. You love me like
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.